fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning from Flatwoods Road. Is that what I am? Flatwoods Road down here in
Elliston,
Virginia. I'm at Mark Trump's house this morning. Michelle and I came down last night. You know, we're headed to a wedding in Savannah and had a chance to stop by and see Mark's. I've never been down here and had fellowship with Mark, which that's some of the richest fellowship I ever get. And every time I'm around Mark, he's unbelievable in that he spurs me on to understand how little I don't know. Huh? Anybody understand what I'm talking about? Just when you think you know it all, something else comes along. And Mark's going to be with us today. We're going to talk about that. And I want to say this right up front. I love this show. And I wonder if some of you get up in the morning and say, I wonder what Coach is going to talk about today. I want you to know this. When I get up in the morning, I don't even know what I'm going to talk about. All right? I want you to know. And I was saying in the pre-show, some of you out there, listen, by the way, we're going to do communion. Get a communion. And then call somebody and tell them to tune in. Because we're going to really, really show you something powerful in the way of waves, frequencies, helping you get healthy, right? So get ready. We're going to take communion. But I'm grateful to all of you that you let me do what I do, and don't get too mad at me. And yesterday, we really hit on a couple subjects that I know makes people nervous. Bride of Christ. I'm not going to go back and replay it. Go listen to the show. I told Michelle that for what it's worth, I don't care what you, it doesn't really matter to me. That was the most anointed 30 minutes of my life yesterday. That if you could understand how what came out of me was not of me, I can't even explain it to you. Now, whether or not it's true, that's something you take it however you want to. All right. But what came out of me was wonderfully, wonderfully anointed. And I said in the pre-show, some of you out there have been saved a long time, but you've gone to like a Baptist church or a Methodist church or whatever. You've fallen into some type of mainstream denomination church, and they don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They don't believe in it. That was, you know. How many of us would that be? Raise your hand, right? Raise your hand. And the Bible tells us that you shall receive power. Whoa, I felt that. You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You shall be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and othermost parts of the world. You shall receive power. Think about that now. Think of electric power. Think of whatever type of power that you would think. The Holy God says you're going to get this special power that's going to come upon you after you receive the Holy Spirit. And in the book of Acts, Paul's talking to some believers. And he said, have you received the Holy Spirit? Have you guys received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Could you find that, Spencer? Because I don't want you guys to think I'm lying to you. Does anybody know where that would be? That would be in Acts. It's pretty early in Acts. Acts 2, maybe? I'm guessing. If you put Acts 2, I don't know. Because here's what happens. As soon as you hear people talk about the Holy Spirit, the next thing that happens is it goes to tongues. It goes to people start talking about tongues. Well, some people baptized in the Holy Spirit have the gift of tongues. Some don't have the gift of tongues. But that does not mean the Holy baptism in the Holy Spirit isn't real. And are you finding that there, Spencer?
Trying to.
Where he says, have you guys received the Holy Spirit? Yeah, does anybody know where the, just type in, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Right? And so what I think, I'm speaking to a lot of you out there because I would say love you all, but I don't know. Or as my buddy, as what friend you say, love you in the Lord, whatever that means. But I'm telling you the truth because I want to see more power in your life. And here it is, 19. Thank you. Is it clear in 19? And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. And he finds certain disciples there at Ephesus. So these are people who've received Christ. They're disciples. They've been sitting under some type of leadership, haven't they? And he said unto them, hey, guys, y'all, hey, dude, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Stop there a minute. These are believers. And he said, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? You know, there's churches out there, they're going to tell you there ain't no such thing as baptism in the Holy Spirit. Because they're worried about speaking in tongues and giving a tongue and worrying about all that stuff. All I know is I received power when I got the Holy Spirit. I got plugged into something I'd never been plugged into. I don't care about tongues. I don't care about any of that other stuff. I know this. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice, and another voice they will not hear. But you're not going to hear the voice all the time if you're not plugged in. So anyway, and he said unto them, unto what then were you guys baptized? No, I'm sorry. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said to him, dude, we don't even know what you're talking about. What? Holy what? What are you talking about there, Willis? And Jesus said unto them, to what then were you baptized? And they said, well, unto John's baptism. And Paul said, well, John baptized you guys with repentance, saying unto the people that he should believe on him, which should come after him, that is on Christ. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Now, see, that's what scares us away. Because a lot of denominations, charismania has gotten out of control, wasn't it? So baptism in the Holy Spirit all becomes about speaking in tongues and the gifts and blah, 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 blah. When in fact, it's the power source. It's just the power source. And so I'm saying to you this morning, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? I'm going to tell you something. Oh, yeah. Some of you haven't. Your church didn't. Your denomination didn't even believe in it. And so they never told you about it. Now, I'm not a theologian. What was that song we played last week? I didn't think it could be till it happened to me. I received the Holy Spirit. I received power. I come here every day after having been speaking to the guy on the other end of that power line. And he empowers me. And when the show's over, Michelle would testify to this. Sometimes I come up after the show's over and I say, my God, where did that come from? Because it wasn't me. It was beyond me. It was knowledge and information. And can I say this? Explanation and interpretation in a way that I could have never, ever done. That's the Holy Spirit. And some of you need to receive the Holy Spirit. Listen, don't get caught up into speaking in tongues. And those are gifts. But see, that's why there's no power in the church. There's no power in the church. They don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, do you do this for me? You do your own daggone research. You go ahead and do your own daggone research. And don't turn on Kenneth Copeland. And don't turn those guys on. Oral Roberts. Just ask, Lord, if there's more, I would like to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. In fact, right now, where you're sitting, right now, where you're sitting, if you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I want you to raise your hand right now. You go ahead and raise your hand. I don't mean on the show. Say, Lord, I don't know if I've ever received that, Lord. Huh? Just go ahead and raise your hand. And then just, Lord, I ask you right now, Lord. The Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Lord, you told us that we would receive power after the Holy Ghost comes upon us. We'd be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and the othermost parts of the earth. And Lord, the truth of the matter is, Lord, I've received you, but I don't feel that power, Lord. I don't be that power. Lord, if there's a second baptism, if there is in fact a baptism in the Holy Spirit, Lord, baptize me right now. In Jesus' name, let the baptism of the Holy Ghost fill me even right now. Fill them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Cool. Awesome. I want to move on. Reggie, you want to say something about that real quickly? Because I don't want to get off topic here. Go ahead.
Absolutely, Coach. I'm working a case right now, and one of these, exactly what you're talking about, came up. And I wanted to say she feels weird because she has, she walks in the Lord and has a lot of supernatural experiences. And I was telling her just this morning, people think we're weird because we have attained, I guess, I'm calling it, these are my own words, and a level of connection and union with our Creator and His Son to a level where every day, and they would call us liars, but I don't care. I walk in the Spirit constantly. I see things, feel things, and start speaking to God, and He speaks to me. And this is a constant interaction. It never ends. And I said this morning to Him in prayer, your kingdom. And then my mind, my programming, my Roman Catholic program goes, wait, you're up there. I'm here. No, He said, no, I'm not. I'm always with you. You are in my kingdom. I created all of this. Mm-hmm. You guys just don't. He's like, you don't understand what's going on. I said, yeah, I do. I'm sorry. I offended you. Yeah. So it's a constant thing. When you attain that, when you have that love, you are there with Him, and you will have it. We were never supposed to be separate. We were a family. So it's attainable for
that's
all of us.
Connection just, point. Hey folks, throw the idea. You have to speak in tongues if you've really received the Holy Spirit. I don't believe that. I believe it's a gift. You can, if you want, you can, if the Lord gives you that gift, you can use it. But we should not make baptism in the Holy Spirit about tongues. And that's what we've done. I believe the enemy has done that to us. Hey, listen, I don't want to get too far down the road. We're pretty far down the road already. Go ahead and let's do communion. Go ahead there and Joe, come on in.
Good morning, Coach.
Morning, folks. If I hesitate a little bit, I think I might be fighting a little bit with my internet, the strength of the internet. Okay, go ahead, Joe.
There's always going to be 1 Corinthians 10:16-22. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, being many, are one bread and one body. For we all are partakers of that one bread. Behold, Israel after the flesh. Are not they which eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? What say I then? That the idol is anything, or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than He? We've heard a lot about there being a separation of the real church from the righteous from the unrighteous, and I think this is sort of reminding us of that. And one has to make a choice. You can't have one foot in both ships. So say a quick prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for another day that you have made. Thank you that our hearts beat and our lungs breathe. Thank you for this fellowship we have here and for the technology that makes this possible. And please bless this bread and this drink representing the body and the blood of Christ who gave all for us, that we may have eternal life and restoration of that which was lost in the garden at the fall. And forgive us our sins and transgressions as we take a moment to look at ourselves, realizing how much we need salvation. Bring us cleansing to your sight and bless us all this day. Help us to be more and more like him who we serve. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And as they were eating, Jesus
Joe, you muted. Not sure why.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Drink all of it, Joe. Drink all of it, it said. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Drink all of it, friends. Drink all
Thanks,
of it.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you all.
Thanks, Joe. It's good. That's good this morning. Look, I'm gonna call Mark in here a second. I want you guys to understand this. You can't be me. What you are seeing here is a gift. This is gonna really sound arrogant, but I'm acknowledging the Lord. Okay. Does this guy have a teaching gift or what? And so what you're seeing through the power of the Holy Spirit is me exercising the gift, the gifting. It ain't me. Ain't nothing special about me. It's not when I go to the mall, I go anywhere and I see a pop machine, I go and put $4 in for a pop and hit the button, the pop comes out. I don't worship the pop machine. The machine's doing what it's supposed to do. Put money in, you hit the button, pop comes out. Somebody had to fill it. And so what you're seeing here this morning is nothing more than I'm a Coke machine. And the Lord empowers the Coke machine to work. Now, here's what we're missing. You guys all have a gift. Your gift isn't mine. Not everybody can do a podcast. Not everybody can do this. This ain't something you just fall out of bed and do. And the thing that grieves my heart more than anything is most of you don't have any idea what your gift is. Nobody's ever developed it. Nobody's ever told you. Nobody's ever explained it to you. And you say, "Well, Coach, I don't even know what my gift is." Well, let me ask you something. What touches your heart? What motivates you? What do you think about? What would you like to do? Is it service? Is it minister? What is it? What is your gift? Because can I tell you something? I don't have your gift. And you don't have mine. Plow your row. Well, not even for the most part. One of my complaints, I guess, against modern religion is they talk about the gifts, but they don't even, the average guy sitting in the church ain't got any idea what his gift is. Michelle, sitting right over there, can you tell me what do you think Bob Evans' gift is? I can tell you. She's thinking. He fixes things. He's got a lot of gifts. He does stuff with his hands. You guys know this. I can't even put a spark plug in it, right? It's a gift. And why do we in the body of Christ not recognize people's gifts and engage them? Let them engage their gift. That's what I try to do here, man. That's what I'm trying to do here. Now, look, I'm going to let Mel come in, then I'm going to let Julie come in, then I don't want any more. I'm not going to take any for a second then, okay? Go ahead, Mel.
All right, my gift is uniting people in action. And Spencer, you if you could go to the Liberty Action Network page, I put up a new event for Ray LeBlanc. It's the Marshfield City Hall Council meeting, and they're standing up against the LGBTQ. So if you go to events and upcoming events,
good for Ray.
I just want to point that out, that that's there. So anybody who's in that area, the address is in the event, you know, make sure to go and stand up with Ray at that event. Thanks, Coach.
We could be praying for Ray. We should be praying for Ray, right, folks? Pray, huh? Grease the skids for Ray, that something great will happen in the heavenlies that will impact the natural. Julie, come on in.
Good morning. You know, talking about the gifts, I think so many people within the church, they limit those gifts to what's in the Bible. They don't give, like what you were saying about people have gift with their hands, they have gift with hospitality, you know, whatever. And they don't look at those things. And it's so much bigger than what we can ever think or imagine. So like you said, just go after your passion, and that's your gift.
Folks, whatever he says unto you, do it. When you get an unction from God, do it. Do it. Because that unction is connected to your gifting. Right?
Amen.
The unction is connected to your gifting. And when you feel that thing inside of you that, man, I got to say something. I got to say something. Will you say something? Exercise again. Okay, look, this is all good. And man, this is all good. You shall receive power after. We're going to talk about power today. We're going to talk about power today. And I'm going to turn it over here to Mark Trump a little bit. We're going to do the best we can because he's going to be on his phone. Doing some stuff over there, but I want you to bring, I didn't send you a whole lot this morning, Spencer, but if you would bring up for me, the scripture. Let's do the very first one. Well, no, let's do Genesis. Let's do it first. The second one first. Okay. Let me see, get over here. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved. It didn't sit still. It moved. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. God spoke it. Something happened. Every time God spoke, something happened. Right? So there must be power. Remember, this Bible says that life and death is in the power of the tongue. So there must be some power associated with what comes out of our mouth, without the spoken word. There must be some vibration. Did you ever walk into a room and say something and the entire atmosphere changed when you said it? Did you ever walk into a room where everybody doom and gloom and come in and bring some joy? When you, as soon as you walk into the room, the whole atmosphere changes. See, these are waves. These are spirits. These are, what are they? They're beams, they're radiation, they're power. That's why you're going to receive power after the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And then, Spence, if you would, bring up the second one for me. Bring up the second one for me there. I found this online just this morning, just before I got going. I got to get going because Mark's got to do his thing. It says, healthy families, frequency and energy. What? Frequency and energy. What Christians need to know. Put this in the chat so people can see this. But I want you to scroll down a little bit. I just want you to see some of these scriptures regarding energy. Okay. Yeah, there you are. Pull them back. You make it just a little bit bigger. I got a small screen here. Let there be light. And there was light. Genesis 1:3. God spoke the earth into existence with words. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Scroll on down because I want to get Mark gone here. scrolling down a little bit more. I'm trying to lay groundwork here, though, right? Okay. Well, be careful what you think, because your thoughts run your life, Proverbs. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he, Proverbs 23. Thoughts as well as physical words cause physical energy. Look at these pictures they take of, well, these are plants, molecules they've spoken to. Thank you. Look at the reaction. You make me sick. Look at the reaction. I'll put this in the chat so you can see this as well, okay? So there's power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb is what that song says. There's power. The average human body is 60% water. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Power. Hear that word? Power. 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 You shall receive power. She said power. 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 The Lord's telling us something, isn't he? How about this? You shall receive power after you take that pill from the pharmaceuticals. Is that what it says? Oh, you shall receive power after you get that injection. No, it doesn't say that, does it? There's something to the power of God. Okay, well, shut up. And Mark's going to explain to us a little bit here. Maybe some of you have never seen or heard of what's called a Rife machine. I'd seen one, but not like Mark showed me last night. So I'm going to kick it over to Mark, who's just over on the other side of the room. I'm going to mute. And Mark, show these folks what's going on here. Folks, this is fabulous, man. This is fabulous. Go ahead, Mark.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. God bless y'all. So I'm blessed, first of all, to have Coach and Michelle with us. I know that everyone would love to host them, and they're just on their way through. Hopefully, they'll get a chance to meet with you, too, on their way through. I got the Rife machine set up, and a couple of you have bought it. And I've said that there's a lot of information on how to do it. I'm going to try to walk you through, without being too complicated, what comes with the Spooky 2, give you some general pictures of what it does. I'm going to have to turn my phone, so Coach, line me up. So can you see this is a generator. Trent got one of these or asked me about one of these. It's a frequency generator, and it uses USB and power, so there's no mystery here. So using your USB, your computer can program it. So you go to Spooky 2, and I'm going to show you a little bit about that. But once your USB is connected to the frequency generator, it produces an output. So each of these have an output set. And when you get the generator, it comes with a standard output, say 5 volts, and then it comes with this device. It looks all complicated. It simply takes your 5 volts and converts it to 10. It's a booster. So nothing's... These parts are cheap. This is $150, and it could be like a $2,000, $2,500 generator. It's programmable. I can use it for things besides healing. So you get a booster to connect your probes and your contact methods, and you get what's called a remote. So this is called the XM. It's a Spooky 2 XM generator remote kit, and that's what comes with it with the cable.
Why did I shift your camera sideways?
Sideways, like that? Oh, this way.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay, so you got the kit, and what do you need with it? Well, what's this kit do? Well, you got to connect yourself to it. So there's contact methods. So I brought this kit out. Okay, you see it's got TENS pads, and these connect right to the XM generator. And you can put these on each side of your knee and fix inflammation. I've used this on my elbows. It's fixed my elbows. Like in just a few hours, tennis elbow goes away. But then you have other contact methods. Now, remember, you got a generator. It's generating. So you need an antenna to broadcast. The remote is one antenna. This is one antenna. Okay. These are another antenna. The energy stays in the wire until it comes out these on your skin. Okay, it's real simple, just like a TENS unit, except that's programmable, and TENS unit comes with only what it comes with.
Mark, let me stop right there, because people are nervous right now. I'm thinking, I don't have $10,000 to do this. Mm-hmm. What's my investment we're talking about?
Well, Trent called me and said, Mark, we got this thing on sale. It's on sale for $150. This is normally $166. And it comes with the remote and the booster and the cables. This is the only edition that I told Trent to buy, which gives him a $15, you know, set of connection points. So all of this is, like I said, it's very inexpensive when it comes to electronics. It's packaged well. You know, it's a very well-made device, and they're not looking to make money. They're looking to heal
people. So I said that, okay, folks, because I know how your mind works. So now that you hear that it's $150, you can relax. Keep going, Mark.
Yeah, so if you go to the website, it's real simple, spooky2.com. Okay, I'll back up one notch. And I shouldn't have backed up one notch, huh? So I'll go back to spooky2. If you hit this little three arrows up here, three lines, you can see it gives you this screen. And it's got a getting started. So if you go down with getting started, this tells you about Rife technology. This is a Rife machine designed exactly to Royal Rife specifications. And since then, they've added tons and tons of features to it that are all developed by people who test it. They're high-level engineers. I've vetted some of these people that do this. But then there's a tour. It talks about transmission and biofeedback scan. Transmission is how you're going to heal. And you can heal with these modes of contact. Okay, you got plasma, which is the Royal Rife tube, contact, which is the different modes of contact, remote. I'll show you a little bit more about the remote. The remote is this. So this plugs into the generator and is actually an antenna. What you'll do is you'll put your DNA inside. Okay, so we're going to do that here in a second. Okay, so you got the remote. Then you got the cold laser and the PEMF. These are coils, EMF, electromagnetic frequency. So I've got magnetic coils that you can either hold in your hand or put on the condition like a wart, or you may have a skin condition like psoriasis. So you can hold that device, that contact method, that antenna, these are all antennas, on your skin or wherever it goes. Now, a biofeedback scan is very interesting. This is where you're going to play a frequency into your body like a tuning fork and listen. So you can do a pulsed scan where they pulse a signal and then it listens. And if your body has an illness, a wart, or whatever that frequency is, you'll get that frequency and it'll store it. And then it'll do the next frequency and the next one until it's got all the frequencies in your body that you shouldn't have, that it recognizes. And even the ones that don't. The ones that don't, you need to get help. Because those haven't been mapped, and they're probably very similar to one that you need to do. So if you go down, there's a downloads, and you can download the software for free. Okay? And all you got to do is go here and get it. You get this spooky starter pack, 230215. So this one is good, and all the frequencies are good, and it was updated February 15th. Okay, so this is, you can download this, and I'll show you what it gives you. Once you download this, this is what you got here. Okay, and you'll have a piece of software. It looks kind of complex, but it's got presets, right? And this is where you can pick an illness. Okay, you can pick something. And then from that, you program the generators. And again, this looks complicated, but it's really not. You go through the training. And you really need a mentor, you know, somebody that can answer some questions and help you through it. I've worked with this stuff outside the, you know, in the military. So it's a little bit easier for me to pick up than, say, my wife. But my wife was able to get her sister on board and help her. And my wife was showing Coach and Michelle this. So she isn't a technology-based person. And she was able to pick this up with a little bit of her own desire and interest. You got to set aside time. This is a lifestyle change. So once you start doing this, you'll do it for the rest of your life, hopefully, like medications and things.
Mark, let me bump in here a second, if I could. Folks, listen, we've been trained in our society and our culture. We are trained, I'm sorry, we try to heal ourselves from the inside out, meaning this, they put something in you. They put a pill in you. They put a shot in you. They try to heal you from the inside out. This is healing from the outside in. Do you understand the difference? And as we sit here right now on Flatwoods Road or wherever I'm sitting here right now, do you have any idea how many different wavelengths are going through the air right now? I have my cell phone just sitting out here in the middle of nowhere, and I can get text messages that are coming into my phone. My wife's sitting right over there, but she's not getting those text messages. She's getting text messages, waves that are coming specifically to her phone. Mark's getting waves coming specifically to his phone, but they're passing through us all the time. So I'm sitting here right now. So could I tune in my favorite radio station, 610 WDBN, 88.9? What? All those waves are going through us. Do you understand? They're all out there. And all this is what they call not a transmitter, because it's being transmitted, but this is a receiver of that message that's out there. Do you understand everything that's around us and how it might be impacting us physically? See, physically, that it, sometimes it's what we eat, but sometimes it's what we sit in front of. Do you think that I can sit here in front of this computer 12 hours a day and not have something come off of this screen that's impacting me? So if we come to realize what's making us sick, what if it's waves? What if it's radiation? What if it's what's making us sick? Because why? There's power in words and waves. Go ahead, Mark.
Prince of the power of the air. So
Mark, you'll need to unmute yourself. Had to mute you. Still muted. There we go.
All right, there we are. There we are. All right. So hopefully y'all can see this. All right. So contact methods. We're going to talk about the remote in a minute, which comes with the XM. But after you get more parts, you know, you can do some other forms of healing with different voltages and tools. This right here is called an EMF coil. So you would place this right on a wart, and you would let it go for 3 to 13 minutes, I forget the treatment, but the wart will dissolve and go away. Okay. This is similar to a sonogram, except using safe frequencies. Sound waves hurt the baby and does things to the cellular development they still don't understand, and they still broadcast, and they improve the signals of sonograms by increasing the power.
Isn't ultrasound treatment waves, Mark? Isn't that what it is?
Yeah. It's another wave, but some ways are good and some ways are bad. And then these probes are ones you hold in each hand, and a lot of different frequency healings uses wands. So this is a conductive healing wand. What this is actually use a biofeedback scan to determine what's in your spit, what's in your urine, what's in your stool, what's in your blood. So using this, these are slides, and that's replaceable. You can just get new slides and do your own lab testing. And this is good for proving what's going on. Now, if you take a multivitamin, or if you take a essential oil and you put your spit on this, or you put your blood on this, it'll find that oil. It'll find black pepper oil if it's in your nutritional ingredients. So if the frequency's been mapped, it's going to have it. So this isn't a remote. This is actually a way that you can measure using biofeedback scans. So what I'm going to show you now is how a remote works. So the part of this, it's called Spooky 2, is the idea that it uses quantum entanglement to broadcast the frequency over space and time, like Coach was saying.
Okay, hang on a minute. Quantum entanglement. I went to high school in 1971. What the hell is that? Quantum entanglement.
Quantum entanglement is just the idea that time itself overlaps and allows dimensional communication. And I gave Coach the example of twins separated by space and time. Their DNA is the same, and they can have forms of communication. Even close siblings can feel when another's been in an accident. So it happens through the process of quantum entanglement and interdimensional communication. So Einstein knew this, and he called it Spooky Too. Spooky is called spooky because quantum physics, he called a spooky science. So we only have an hour, want to get through this so you can kind of see how it works. How do you get your DNA in a signal? Well, you got an antenna. This is hooked up to the booster and hooked up to the frequency generator. So I'm going to set the phone down real quick. Try to. But what I'm going to do is just cut a little piece of tape. Oh, man. Can you see this, Coach?
Yeah.
All right. So this is my wife's toenail. So I'm going to cut a piece of tape, put the toenail in it. Just a moment.
Mark is preparing a toenail right now.
All right. So basically, you want to have a clean piece of DNA in here so you don't have DNA contamination. So I'm going to put the toenail that's in that tape inside here.
Yeah. Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
They just said what you're doing is coming up super clear. Maybe you need to make a video.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay, I just interrupted Mark. I understand this isn't coming clear for a lot of you folks, okay? We'll get more information. We're trying to show you what's going on best we can with not real good internet. Okay. So just bear with
us. So what you would do is you would put the antenna on the booster. So here you see, we have another generator. This is called a Gen X Pro. Okay. It's got two outputs instead of one, like the XM, but it works the same. This one right here is on generator one. This one's on generator two. So if you look down here, can y'all see the numbers?
Mark, your finger's covering the camera.
Okay, so you got numbers that are changing. This is the Schumann resonance on generator one, and this is actually healing my nephew. He's up in Christiansburg. So his toenail is in this generator and this antenna.
Mark, and your finger's covering the camera.
And Judy's... Oh, I see that finger.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. And this generator's got Judy's toenail. This one's got Nate's.
Okay, now, folks, listen, I got to stop here because Mark explained this to me last night. He put Judy's or Nate, his son, he put his DNA in that little thing that you see there, right? And then when they powered up, are you ready for this? This wave will seek out Nate.
That sounds crazy, doesn't it?
The DNA marked specifically of Nate off of his toenail. When that wave goes out, it will seek out.
So
Nate.
The DNA allows the frequency to be modulated on the spooky frequency. And then that goes out. And when your DNA feels that frequency, it has your DNA in it. So you demodulate it. And that's how your body receives a signal compared to, you know, your nephews. So
Mark, I got to explain this again. So we're sitting here in Flatwoods, and Mark's son is 100 miles away, maybe, right? When Mark puts his DNA in there, this is to be really, really nefarious. When Mark puts his DNA into that thing and turns it on, it seeks out the owner of the DNA. Is that right, Mark?
Right. So I'll show you just a little bit about the software. I don't want to go into it. Go through the tutorials and the startup, but you would go through the presets. These are ones that are already programmed, and you'll pick one. You see it's got cancer, DNA, detox. So if you open up detox, here's your methods of contact: coil, contact, laser, plasma, remote, scalar. There's even a scalar wave generator you can buy. All right, if you look up here, see it says plasma. I got a plasma generator. So the Spooky Central cost a lot more, but it's got a Royal Rife tube. That's what this is. So I'm going to fire that up real quick. So you would pick one of these, and then you would go over to control. And you see I got generator 3, 4, and 6. 6 is not running. 6 is my XM that Trent bought. So I got the outputs of the XM going up to the Spooky Central. The Spooky Central has these big white high voltage outputs, these big wires here that go to the plasma tube and creates 25,000 volts. Okay, so what I'm going to do is pick that generator 6 and hit start. What that's going to do is fire this generator up. It'll fire the Spooky Central up, and it should fire the plasma tube up. So right now, the plasma tube is creating a lightning bolt contained with frequencies, and it's pulsing.
And this one is producing mold and slime. So if you look up here, it says mold and slime, 2-day home treatment. So you can pick off a program that plays frequencies that kill molds and slimes. Now, you don't need to buy all this equipment to buy the software, all right? And look at all of this knowledge. So if you want to know about a treatment, you can go here and pick W-A-R-T and search. And look at all of these warts. Common, iliform, flat, genital, planar. Now, what that means is each of these have frequencies. Camera sideways. All right, so each of these have frequencies that's been proven to dissolve that type of wart, genital warts, planar warts, common and filiform. Now, why is it duplicates? Because in the parentheses, it says coil. So that uses that round coil that I showed you. This C is contact. This uses the little pads. This one down here says L for laser. This one says P for plasma. So let's say I wanted to play that instead of mold and slime. I'll pick warts plasma, right? And then I'll go to control. Remember, generator 6 was the one doing the mold and slime. So I'll pick generator 6 and I'll kill that frequency, right? Then I'll pick stop. And now it's red. See, now the central stopped, the plasma stopped, the generator went to zero. So the software is controlling all this equipment.
Mark, let me jump in here again because it's it's not clear because, you know, our technology is not really clear. Right. So listen, here's what I'm going to do right now. We're going to take some questions from Mark. If you want to know more about that, you can contact Mark and he can help you with that. And I understand some of you are listening. You don't have a picture. You can't really see what's going on. Here's the bottom line of what we're talking about here today. Okay. Frequencies, power, the spoken word. Several of you said here, I just trust the Lord to heal me. Well, praise God. I trust the Lord to heal me too. But maybe he would heal me through a Rife machine. Huh? Maybe he would heal me through that thing. Or maybe if we better understood why we're getting sick in the beginning. Huh? How many of you go to the doctor and get a pill and don't say, well, the Lord, I'm not going to take a pill. The Lord's going to trust me. Or you get sick and the first thing you do is you run to the doctor. When in fact, the reality of it is you are being made sick by what's going on around you, radiation and waves that are going on around you. Now, Mark's not trying to give you a whole thing and show you how to do it. He's making you aware of fighting against frequencies and what frequencies are doing.
Yeah, let me throw one more thing in, Coach. This system works with essential oils. This system is used to detox your body before it heals it. You go through a detox method. I'd highly recommend.
Yeah. Jason wants to know where this is in the Bible, Mark.
Where this is in the Bible, Jesus went into the wilderness. We think he fasted 40 days and that's all. He went into the wilderness. The wilderness provides the frequencies that you need to survive. It provides all the plants, all the essential oils. So this is based on biblical Jesus going into the wilderness. Heal yourself. What's in the garden? What's in the Garden of Eden? It's everything we're supposed to be eating. Everything that was supposed to keep Adam and Eve alive. What was in the garden?
How many of you go out in the sun and feel better after you sat in the sun for a while?
The garden's off limits, guys. We aren't supposed to eat of this earth. God said, now you're going to eat from this earth after we sin. So we are replicating nutrition from the garden frequencies that we're supposed to have. Now, what Coach said is very true. If an enemy gets this, they could reverse the signals and do opposite the work that maybe we're supposed to be doing, right? So that's kind of the thing with technology, nuclear weapons, nuclear medicine, right? But that's a quick overview. I'm happy to take questions.
All power has been given unto me, both in heaven and earth. All power, power, power. What does power look like, folks? Power. Yes, power is authority. Yes, we understand that. And we know right now that in America, there are people who are executing power that ain't got no authority. Are you with me? Are you with me? We have all authority, but we ain't got no power.
Yeah, and wow. And the one more thing, Coach, is as you're detoxing, I'd highly recommend your basic detox things that we know about. If you know that Cell Defender has zeolite and it's going to help your metal detox, that's going to work with the spooky. This is something called NutraSwitch, which Brian sent me. It's a 7-day supply. So these are things, rapid recovery, clean energy, joint support, cognitive. He can tell you more about this, but we each have nutritional things. The good thing about Spooky is you're getting exactly the frequency your body needs. It's not going to conflict with any of your protocols. Okay. Now there's, when you go through this, it'll tell you all about it, right? All about what frequencies you're getting. There's a big description in how to do it, but I'd recommend that you continue your natural things and add this to it if you can afford it as a lifestyle change. This top one's a Schumann resonance for Judy. So she's getting the Schumann resonance full time. And that's one example of how it's lifestyle. The second one's for healing. The first one you can have on Schumann resonance doing full time detox.
Hey, Mark, is it possible that you could pray to the Lord, Lord, I want to be healed? And he would say, good, go get a rifle machine.
No silver bullet.
Could the Lord say?
No silver bullet.
No silver bullet. We got some folks want to get in there. Judah, go. Judah, then Craig.
Hey, Coach. This is good stuff. It's probably above the heads of most people. Can you hear me?
Are you there, Judah?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
He's talking.
I hear you.
He is talking.
We can hear you, Judah, on our end.
Okay.
He's speaking.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Coach, you might need to refresh. Coach, you may need to go and refresh your computer.
I've used the Rife technology for the last 10 years. There's multiple different brands. However, some of you guys are never put in a situation where you actually need something of this level to heal your body. However, in speaking to God's word, the technology, you know, Royal Rife was attacked by the Rockefellers, by the pharmaceutical industry, and stole all this technology for many different reasons. But in that technology, it's founded on God's word, Genesis 1:3. God said, let there be light. And in that light, he spoke into existence frequency. And then when he said, when you say, when your mouth Amen. Says something, those words are powerful. That frequency, when God said, that's still traveling in a direction. And that word has what's called a sine and cosine. A certain frequency of every disease has a certain frequency to it. The cosine, the opposite of that disease and that frequency, is null and void. This is where God gave us the blessing to understand science. Now, people get off in all these different tracks in terms of understanding the biblical. Well, guess what? God gave you everything that you need. But you know what? He also gave people who are nerds. I'm one of those nerds. Looks like Mark's one of those nerds. And if anyone's ever in dire need and actually needs the next level, I'm sure God's going to speak to you through a friend or yourself or somebody to say, hey, you know what? I need to seek out this technology to take you to the next level. Not everybody's going to ever need it. But you know what? I did need it at one point in my life, and it does work, and it's amazing, and it does take a learning curve. However, you know what? It is biblical. And if you go all the way through Genesis and all the way through the Bible, there's multiple places, and I tell people to pray for discernment. If you have discernment and understanding, guess what? You'll learn how the technology works.
Amen, Judah. Let's move on. God bless you, buddy. Craig.
Yeah, amen.
Think of it this way, Coach, trying to draw a picture for people, all right? We've all been out in the ocean, right? And you go out in the ocean, and there's times where you're out there and you get about 100, 150 feet, and there's these nice rhythmic waves, right? They're nice and even, okay? That was the Garden of Eden. Now start thinking about waves coming in from the left and the right, okay? And now think about undertows, forces in the ocean that you don't even know that will suck you underneath. Think about if you've been out on a lake in the morning and the water's glass, right? And you get a water skier out there and they're just going and it's just perfect, right? Now go there at 2 p.m. where you got all these waves coming from all the different boats. This is what you're doing on a molecular structure that Mark's pointing to. What this machine does is it helps to cancel out those other waves, right? So if you're under distress and your body's under distress, right? Just like that skier that gets up and there's no waves in the morning, it's very easy to water ski on a nice plane. Add a bunch of boats and all these waves coming in, you have to have an experienced skier, right? And it's tiring, it wears you out. And this is what these frequencies are doing. And the Bible breezes over very, very important things very quickly. And sometimes we don't make a good association. So what would David do to calm down Saul? He would take his 10-string instrument and play it, right? Well, instruments have frequencies, right? Because that's when they go to test your ears. You can hear certain frequencies, you can't hear certain frequencies. And those frequencies were able to calm the spirit of Saul.
Craig, that is awesome, dude. Strum that guitar. You think, folks, you think you don't change when you put music on? Soft music, radical music. You think music waves don't change your mood? Come on. Roger, come on in.
All you have to do to get information, as you know, is just Google Rife machines. You'll get a ton of information. Mark, has there been any clinical studies that help us understand what the machine can or cannot affect?
Hang on, before Mark says that, you know this, the pharmaceutical companies sure aren't going to do any research on this, are they? Go ahead, Mark.
No, I agree with that. They wouldn't let us have ivermectin and so forth. I was just curious, is there any clinical studies, good or bad, that that discuss
which clinics? Which clinics would you value? Which clinics would you value for me to tell you they did an honest study of it? Do you have?
I would read any of them. I don't know enough about. I know the AMA will do studies, but there are conservative groups out there.
I guess the answer is yes. There's patent studies. There's research papers within the spooky literature. There's all kinds of testimonials from doctors and clinics, but you're not going to get a professional clinic that's prescribing you a vaccination and telling you to wear a mask. They're not going to write anything up on this, Roger. None of them will. They're not going to call it legit because it undermines pharmaceuticals. You're not going to find something like that. You got to do research outside the clinics. You got to do research from reputable doctors who are outside the clinics. And that's where the data is in this machine globally. Yeah.
Who are those doctors in that a person could look up?
Look them up on the research in the software. The software has all the testimonials. You can go to YouTube and look for doctor testimonials for spooky. But right.
Somebody get a hold of Fauci. Somebody get a hold of Fauci. He could give us some good information on that, I bet. So, come on in, Dale.
Yeah. Amen, Coach. Mark's intelligence, let me tell you what, that in itself is a gift from the Lord. The word, you will receive power from on high. That word is dunamis. That is an energy. Your brain is a energy force, your nervous systems. And yes, science is, as somebody who's dealt with back accidents, been in an accident, one of the things they give you now, they use the TENS unit, which what? Stimulates your nervous system. This way, it's a non-invasive procedure to help you. So science is starting to head this way. They didn't have TENS units 20 years ago, but now they do. And what it does, it stimulates, it sends a probe. So you can, this is all over the place. You can go to the store and buy a TENS unit. You got a back problem, you put this on there and it literally stimulates your nervous system. So yes, that to me is like the bottom line of this. This is kind of like, Mark is like what Einstein was when he was talking about splitting the atoms. People thought he was nuts until all of a sudden, guess what? He split the atom. And then all of a sudden we respect that. So this is cutting with the gift of God.
We're at the top of the hour here. This is so simple to me, folks. If waves can make you sick, could waves make you well? God spoke a wave, right? The Bible tells us to pray, right? Yes, we know that. Lay hands is contact point. We get that. We all get all this. But what if God would say to Mark Trump, hey, Mark, maybe, yeah, you can pray, and yes, I can heal, but hey, Mark, maybe you ought to try one of those Rife machines and see if maybe that doesn't help you with this issue. Come on, folks. Sometimes we become so heavenly conscious that we become no earthly good, right? We know the waves are out there, good waves, bad waves. Could waves be making us sick? That's what this whole thing's about. Get a hold of Mark, and he can get you some more information on it. We got to run. God bless you. See you on Monday.